Welcome to the With Clarity and Purpose podcast with your host, Janet Borrego. Each week, I bring you an inspiring person or message to empower you to live life on your terms so you can be who you want to be, do what you are meant to do, and have the life you deserve to have. We will provide you with practical and cutting-edge approaches to continue getting clarity and direction on your path, mastering your mindset, and gaining confidence to tap into your inner wisdom so you can live on purpose. Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the With Clarity and Purpose podcast. I am super grateful and super honored to be here with you today talking about one of the most important topics when it comes to confidence, courage, when it comes to self-empowerment and living our truth. This topic is about boundaries. So today's episode is about the one reason, the number one reason why setting boundaries feels so hard and why so many times we just don't speak up and what you can do about it. Because if you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I'm all about actionable strategies. I'm all about putting these concepts into action so you can create a life with clarity, confidence, and courage so you can go after what you want unapologetically. And I wanted to start this podcast episode with a story of whenever I transitioned back in the day. This was back in 2015. I had transitioned from a role in my corporate job where I was doing engineering. I was in manufacturing, on call 24/7, nonstop. And I had transitioned to supply chain because it was much more aligned to the vision that I had back in the day, that one day I was going to become a full-time coach and speaker, which thankfully this is my reality right now. But back in the day, it was a dream. It was an aspiration. And moving from engineering to supply chain was very much aligned to that vision. So I had moved to this new department with new people. Of course, I was in a position that I had to learn new skills because engineering and supply chain slash procurement are very different. These are more commercial skills, more people skills, but that's what I love because I'm a people's person, right? So I had moved from engineering to supply chain. Again, new skills, new people, new organization. And when you are in that position, right, you always have this pressure of building credibility, of making sure that they know that even though you don't know supply chain, you know the industry, you know your field, and you're willing to put in the hard work to learn, right? So I had transitioned, and then I think it was like a month after, I was taking a 1 week vacation because I was getting my first certification as a coach, as a leadership coach under the John Maxwell team. Again, this was back in 2015. And I had taken this vacation time, and I remember I was in this event getting certified, attending activities, putting in the work. And the second day of vacation, I make the mistake of opening up my work email. At that moment, I had two phones, which I hated, by the way. One was my personal one and one was my work phone. Oh my God, how I hated that. I needed to have two phones charged, two phones read, two phones everything. And I'm a very practical person. I'm fine with one phone. But anyways, I made the mistake of checking my email, and my supervisor back then, that same day, he had sent me an email requesting me to do something. And I was on vacation, and I just remember feeling this pressure and feeling this stress bubble up, right? Because I wanted to make sure I over-delivered. I wanted to make sure I was, like, he knew I was there to put in the work. But at the same time, I had this opposing thought of, This is my vacation time. He shouldn't be requesting anything. This is my time off because I worked really hard. And I had come from this other environment, which is manufacturing, which I was on call 24/7. I was getting calls at 2 a.m. because there was an environmental release in the refinery. I was getting calls on the weekends. I was working at least 12 hours a day. It was just like crazy. And I remember once I left that manufacturing environment, I told myself, as I'm aligning to my biggest vision, I want to make sure that I take every single vacation day in my corporate job moving forward. I want to make sure that I honor my needs and wants, because at the end of the day, I'm the foundation. So I had these two opposing views at that moment, and I had even more pressure because I was new to the team, I was new to procurement, I was new to supply chain. And I just remember like sharing with the friends that I had met in the event, oh my God, this happened, what should I do? And they're like, you don't need to answer anything, just relax, take your time off. And after freaking out for a little bit, I was like, okay, I'm gonna honor my boundary. I'm gonna honor the word I gave to myself. And he knows I'm on vacation, so he doesn't have to be requesting anything. And at that moment, I said, I know this is going to be hard because, you know, as high achieving women, a lot of times we have these people pleasing patterns. We want to make sure they see we are available. They see we are performing and overperforming. But at that moment was such a pattern interrupt for me because I decided to lead in integrity with what I had promised myself, and also set that boundary of, no, sorry, it doesn't matter how many messages or emails you send me off. This is my paid time off, and I'm gonna honor that, right? So in the process of battling this self-doubt and people pleasing, which I think it's totally normal when you're breaking a pattern from before and you're creating one, it's so important that you don't get tempted by the fear of missing out, by the fear of what would they think, by the fear of like, oh my God, well, they think I'm not performing. Again, this was my time off. And I was just so proud, even though I was so nervous at that moment, that I had honored that boundary, right? And many times, we don't respect our own boundaries. And we wonder why people are crossing them. I have this amazing client that I'm working for a second time. We just finished 6 months and then we're going to work another 6 months in a different area of life. And she has Fridays off, like every other Friday she has set off in her corporate job. And sometimes, or many times, she ends up working on that Friday off. And I remember we were having a coaching session about it. And she was like, these people keep reaching out. It's my Friday off. They keep putting meetings in my calendar that I have to attend. And I asked her, hey, when you logged into your computer to do this one minor thing that you were gonna do, right? Did you leave the light in the chat? So in Messenger, there is a light. If it's green, it means you're available. You can put do not disturb. You can leave it on red, meaning that you're busy. And ideally, if you're not working, you leave it offline. Hey, this is my day off. This is my boundary. Like, I'm offline. I'm not available to anyone. But she runs this pattern of leaving this light green. And therefore, when you leave the light green in your Messenger, it's a green flag for people to reach out. And we coach on this session on her respecting her own boundaries so others could also respect them. Because if you are saying, I don't want to do this, but then your behavior is not matching your intention, no wonder why people keep violating your boundaries. No wonder why people keep reaching out. I think one of the hardest thing, and I think this is one that I'm working on and one that we need to work on a daily basis, is us honoring our own words. It's us, when someone is violating our boundaries, reflecting, am I respecting the same boundary? Imagine if I had answered that email to my supervisor during vacation. At that moment, I had created a pattern to say, it's okay to reach out to me during the vacation. I'm available to work. And thankfully, I decided not to do it. But that's exactly how we lead other people to violate our boundaries when we don't respect our own. So I think that's a foundational step. But sometimes, right, we are not aware of those things and we feel that people are violating our boundaries. And sometimes we need to have this conversation with people and we are so afraid of having direct and honest conversations about our needs and our wants. And honestly, the one thing that prevents people from setting boundaries and why boundaries feel so hard is because many times we associate a negative meaning to boundaries. We associate conflict. We associate disappointing others. We associate us damaging the relationship because we are speaking up for ourselves. But I'm here to change that mindset. You that you're listening to this, because if you're listening to this podcast episode, it means that you want to do better. It means that you want to live in integrity with your wants and needs, and you want to speak up freely from the heart in a kind way. Sometimes we tend to associate being direct and clear, like being assertive communication, being an assertive communicator with not being kind. And those two things are not interrelated. You can be direct, clear, assertive, and kind. You can set boundaries and reinforce boundaries from the heart. And I'm gonna tell you why. Boundaries are opportunities in the form of communication to build and create healthier and happier relationships with ourselves and others. Boundaries are supposed to be this big enabler for healthier relationships, for win-win relationships with everyone around us, right? Boundaries is not about conflict and all this negativity that we associated with. And I think we associate this negativity because we are not used to speaking up. We are not used to communicating our needs and wants. And after doing 4 years of one-on-one coaching with high-achieving women, there is, when we dig deep in the breakthrough session and during coaching, there is this element of not feeling good enough to speak up, not feeling worthy to speak up, to communicate what's important to you. Every time when we start working on that worthiness component, when we start releasing limiting beliefs at the subconscious level and just reprogramming your whole mind, because beliefs are subconscious. And a lot of time you keep asking yourself, well, I want to communicate the boundaries, but I don't do it right. When your behavior is not matching the intention, that's when you know that the subconscious mind is playing a big role. And that's why a lot of the tools that I use in coaching, they're all about reprogramming your subconscious mind to create sustainable change. So your behavior can finally match your intention and you can get the results that you desire. You can finally prioritize yourself. You can finally have a healthy romantic relationship. You can finally align your career to your purpose and to what truly lights you up. But it's a process, right? And as I mentioned, I'm gonna tell you how to communicate effectively boundaries so that it's a win-win situation from a heartfelt way, from a kind way. And again, the number one reason, I'm gonna say this again because it's so important, why setting boundaries feels so hard is because we think we are gonna damage the relationship instead of improving it, which the purpose of boundaries is to improve relationships. Because think about it. What would happen if we don't communicate our needs, wants, if we don't speak up? We start building so much resentment against ourselves and against the other person violating the boundary, that we start lacking confidence, we start lacking that self-worth, and that ends up damaging the relationship. So what you think boundaries causes, why you're afraid of communicating boundaries, it's actually the opposite. Boundaries improves your relationship. If this podcast episode resonates with you, I invite you to work with me in my private one-on-one coaching. Private one-on-one coaching is a 6 months container where I help you go from playing small, not believing in yourself, struggling with imposter syndrome, inconsistency, and indecisiveness, to actually having the clarity, the confidence, and the courage to follow through with your dreams. When you work with me as a private client, the first thing we do is that I guide you through an in-depth breakthrough session where we get very clear on all of the blind spots that have been preventing you from achieving your goals. We become aware of those and we release them at the subconscious level with proven techniques. I provide you with accountability, and I'm like a GPS for you to actually find the resources and the answers that are already within you, because you, my friend, are powerful. Kim, one of my coaching clients, said, "Through working with Janet, I've been able to radically shift my mindset in a way I never thought was possible. Each day I wake up feeling excited about my future and actually believing in my potential." So if you're ready to believe in your potential and take action and see progress with all of your dreams and goals you have been delaying, this is your time. I invite you to schedule a clarity call in the link in the show notes. I cannot wait to meet you. See you soon. And at times, I've been practicing communicating boundaries for years and years now. The times that I've communicated boundaries, that relationship becomes stronger. There is a bigger sense of safety, security, and trust, because now the parties in the relationship, and including yourself, you feel confident enough to communicate your feelings, to communicate what's important to you. And you feel that the other person is receiving it from a place of love. So if I had to choose one word to describe boundaries, it's love. Truly. If you love a person and you want to keep a healthy relationship with that person, you communicate the boundary. And that's why when I'm communicating boundaries, or when I'm nervous, because it's normal to feel nervous before having a discussion with someone around a boundary they violated, I always think to myself, how this is going to be so beneficial for the relationship, what the end goal is. The end goal is not my ego. The end goal is the health of the relationship. And like I mentioned, sometimes we are afraid of having honest conversations. And not only that, subconsciously, many times we believe we are not worthy of communicating our needs and having our needs met. And sometimes people cross our boundaries because they are not even aware that that was a boundary for us. That happens. If we don't become good at communicating what's important to us, people may violate our boundaries without the intention of doing it. And if we don't speak up, we start building this resentment against them, and it's not their fault. We gotta assume responsibility, and we gotta be self-empowered for us to be honest communicators with people. I always think to myself, why are we so afraid of communicating? I know I get nervous even that I practice this and that I studied this. I get nervous before communicating a boundary because it's such a vulnerable thing to do. And vulnerability can be scary because we are opening up our heart. But if you don't do it, the consequences are way more negative. They are worse for you and the relationship. And in this transformational path of self-empowerment that you are in, it's important that we avoid making assumptions that people know what we need and what we want. When I coach my clients in romantic relationships, and I've seen this about myself, sometimes we expect our partners to know exactly what we want and how to do everything and how to communicate. And we expect them to be super proactive and thoughtful. And yes, that's nice. But sometimes we just gotta speak up. We gotta speak up what's in our mind. And you'll see how communicating boundaries is much easier than what you expect within yourself, right? So we gotta practice being little speakers, meaning communicating exactly what we need and how to win with us, right? We want to know how to win with people in relationships that are important to us. Why wouldn't we give people that same opportunity? So I coach my clients on setting and enforcing boundaries all the time. And before setting the boundary, before having the conversation, It's normal to imagine the worst case scenario. Again, because we are nervous, it's new to us. And even if it's not new to you, it's nerve-wracking because in your mind, you're like, well, I don't know how this person is going to respond. I hope that person responds well. But I'm telling you, with the framework and the steps that I'm going to give you, I've used this for years and years, and I've coached my client on this. Like, they have utilized it themselves, this framework. And there hasn't been a single person who have reacted like out of proportion or negatively. A lot of times this is in our head, okay? And let me tell you, when they communicate the boundaries in the way that I'm going to share today, not a single one of my clients has said, oh, I wish I hadn't communicated that want, that need, that boundary. Everyone is so happy and so proud of themselves when they do it. I feel the same. Like, I set boundaries a couple of times a month, depending on what's happening, right? In my romantic relationship with my mom. My mom lives with me, so you can imagine. I mean, she's amazing. And sometimes she still thinks I am 12 years old, okay? So I work on this consistently, even in my coaching business with the amazing team that I have, right? Communicating boundaries is all about talking about the expectations, talking about what's a win-win situation. It's normal. It's a normal part of a relationship and of life. We need to normalize this. And yeah, like every client that has set boundaries with this framework, they are just so happy they did it. And there is something that they mention every single time. They always say, it went better than what I expected. And not only that, my relationship has significantly improved with this person once I was transparent and honest with them. It really creates a bigger sense of safety and trust because we are just human beings. When we open up our hearts and we are kind and honest, the other person is gonna see it. Everything is energy and it's gonna improve the relationship significantly. And if the worst case scenario happens, okay, and someone is not receptive toward you communicating your needs and asking for that respect in a way, that's information to you about that person. Honestly, I've never had this situation that people have taken badly or they have run away or they have said, I don't want to talk to you. Like, a lot of these things are in our mind. When you communicate boundaries and feedback from a place of love and using the steps that I'm gonna teach you in a second, everything goes so much better. And not only that, because you spoke up, you feel so good with yourself. You are so proud because you didn't hide. You acted with courage, with kindness, in a direct and honest way. And I think that's really, really powerful. You overcame your self-sabotaging patterns of self-doubt and people-pleasing. And that's super important. Now, I'm all about actionable strategies. I'm all about putting all of these beautiful concepts into action. How to effectively, kindly, and honestly communicate boundaries. The first step in the preparation process of communicating a boundary is asking yourself, am I respecting this boundary? Because like I mentioned, so many times we don't respect certain boundaries. Like my clients saying like, why are they reaching out to me? Why are they expecting that I'm working on a Friday? Well, your messenger light is green on a Friday that you're not supposed to be on. So people are taking that as a sign that you're available to work, right? So it's really important to have an honest look with yourself and ask yourself, am I respecting this boundary myself? And if you are, great, let's go to step two. If you are not, be honest before you ask this person to respect your boundary. Commit yourself to respect it first. You don't have to wait to have the conversation, but you need to commit to yourself that you're going to respect it, because if not, you are not leading with integrity. You're just asking people something that you're not doing yourself. And integrity in this process is super important, because if you're not doing that, then you're enabling others to behave that way. Okay, cool. So that's the question number one. Just being honest with you, are you respecting that boundary? After you have done that prep work, you ask yourself, while setting this boundary, while communicating this need, this want, it can be anything. It can be, I remember in my romantic relationship, you know how people say, like, do not go to bed mad and do not go to bed in tension with your partner and all of these things. And in my mind, I'm like, I can never go to bed mad or in tension or whatever, right? But my partner is someone that at night, like if something happens at night and he's sleepy and he wants to sleep, he's not ready to have that conversation. That's a boundary for him. And I've learned to accept that and I've learned to respect that boundary of his. Now, a boundary of mine is, well, we gotta talk about it at least within 24 hours of whatever happened, right? Because it's that important. So you ask yourself, will setting this boundary lead to a healthier relationship and a win-win situation? For him, setting the boundary of not having these kind of conversations of conflict resolutions at night, it leads to a healthier relationship because he's in a better mental state whenever we decide to have the conversation. And it's a win-win situation for me. Now, we are going to have the conversation the next day. So he is, in a way, he's also compromising to have the conversation, which for me is super important. And in a way, I'm also compromising to wait until he's in a better headspace, to be more patient until he's in a better headspace to have that conversation. So setting that boundary, of course, leads to a healthier and win-win situation. If you're communicating your needs and wants, of course, that's gonna lead to a better relationship with that other person. Because the more that person violates your boundary, if they're not even aware of it, the more resentment you create towards the relationship. The more you're gonna feel like, oh, I don't want to be in that relationship. But you didn't put the effort to actually cultivate that honesty and speak up your needs in that relationship. Whatever this can be career, this can be family, this can be romantic relationships. I'm just trying to give you examples so you understand the concepts that I'm talking about. Okay, cool. So step number one is, are you respecting this boundary yourself? Then number two is asking yourself, will setting this boundary lead to a healthier relationship and a win-win situation? In your mind, usually, immediately, it's going to be like, no, there is no need to speak up. You can tolerate this. This is going to be fine. I want you to ask yourself, what happens if I keep tolerating this behavior or pattern for one more year, for 5 more years, for 10 more years? Do not let the temporary discomfort of the near term to outshadow what's important for you in the long term. This is super important. So find having this conversation is a win-win situation for the parties involved. And it's normal that fear comes up. So if fear is coming up, validate that fear by recognizing that every new and healthy behavior feels scary at first. Every time you're interrupting a pattern that is not helping you feels scary at first, because part of this process is to break the habit of the same behaviors that you have been having in the past. And that requires energy, that requires for you to show up differently. And just think, I want you to fast forward and think how confident and courageous you are gonna feel right after you do it. Because I promise you, I've seen it over and over. The next step after this kind of like mindset work and integrity work is make sure right before you communicate that want or boundary that you feel grounded and centered, because delivery when it comes to giving feedback or setting a boundary is super, super important. Make sure that you're ready to have a calm and centered delivery, that you have put the assumptions to a side, the meaning that you have assigned to someone's action to the side, so you can focus on the facts, because that's going to be super important in the discussion. So make sure you're calm, centered, balanced, grounded. And once you're there, approach a person, and you want to make sure that the person is also that way. So what I always tell my clients and what I coach them on is to always ask for permission to have this discussion. The question is not going to be like, hey, can we have a boundaries discussion? No, that's not the question. The question is like, hey, I have something super important that I want to communicate. Is this a good time to talk about it? And you let the person respond. It's as simple as that. We don't have to overthink or over deliver anything. Just as simple as that. So ask for permission always. And when that person gives you a green light to communicate and both of you are in a calm, grounded, and centered space, start talking about the situation. And when you talk about the situation, leave any assumptions behind, leave the meaning behind, and focus on the facts. For example, if I would have had a conversation with my manager after about emailing me during vacation day and requesting something like I'm supposed to do it there, I didn't have that because that pattern was broken once I didn't respond. He never asked me for anything. And honestly, I never looked at the phone on vacation. But I would feel that, you know, a boundaries conversation was needed. I wouldn't be like, oh, well, you messaged me because you don't care about my vacation time and you have unrealistic expectations. That's a lot of meaning that I'm assigning to a situation. I would have started the discussion with, hey, when I was in the second day of my vacation for my coaching certification, as you know, I received an email from you requesting me to do something that same day. Those are the facts. I'm not assigning a meaning. I'm not making any assumptions. I'm just telling the story based on what happened. So in a court, in a justice court, that can be proven. He sent an email on the second day asking for this to be done the same day. You know, that's a factual conversation. And then after talking about the facts and the situation that you want to talk about, you talk about your feelings, because your feelings is something highly subjective. It doesn't mean anything about them. It just means how it affected you and how you felt. Hey, I felt pressured to deliver this even though I was on vacation, and I truly felt stressed in a moment that I wanted to feel relaxed. That's the impact that it had on me. Again, it had nothing to do with him. I'm just communicating the facts and how the facts, the story made me feel. If I would have said, hey, this made me feel you don't respect my time, that's not how it made me feel. That's actually, I'm pointing the finger at him, and that creates more tension on him. So you want to make sure that you are not judging the person. You're not creating a meaning out of it. Maybe he's used to people responding emails during vacation. Sorry, not me. But it doesn't mean that he didn't respect my time. It means that he's doing the same thing that he's used to doing. So leave any assumptions, leave any meaning that you're assigning to a story behind, because that's when boundaries discussions do not become effective, are not effective, right? Facts, how you felt, which no one can debate because those are your feelings. And when you do that, just explain also how everyone would benefit if the boundary is respected, and explain what the boundary is. For example, hey, I would appreciate moving forward that during my vacation days, I don't receive any requests. And honestly, I'm not going to check my phone anyways because it's my time off, but I would feel better if this boundary is respected. And you can send an email, I'm just not going to do it during my vacation time. And you can explain how that would benefit everyone. I work hard. I work tons of hours every day. I deliver on a timely manner. Like, my performance is amazing, whatever you want to say, right? And having time off is really important because it allows me to recharge my battery so I can be even more effective. But if I'm working during my time off, that's not going to allow me to disconnect so I can be even a better professional or a better partner or whatever you want to say when I come back. So explain why this boundary is important for you and how everyone would benefit by respecting this boundary. And then once you mention the boundary, you're also recommending what to do instead. You're saying, hey, during vacation, please do not expect me. They can email you during vacation, we don't care, but do not expect me to deliver anything. I'm on vacation, I'm off, right? Always give a recommendation of what you want the other person to do. Like I mentioned before, we gotta be literal speakers. In boundaries conversations, ideally, we don't leave any gray areas, or we don't assume, based on the discussion we had, they know what to do. We just go directly to the point, hey, this is what I would appreciate you doing moving forward to respect this boundary. And once you do that, get agreement from the person. Hey, would this be okay with you? And they'll be like, okay, yeah, or maybe I have a couple of questions to make sure I understand, whatever they want to say at that moment. But it's really important that at the end, you get agreement from the person that the boundary or the need that you have is going to be respected moving forward. So that's the framework, and that's the preparation work. That's the mindset that we gotta adopt when setting and enforcing boundaries. Because the one reason why setting and enforcing boundaries feels so hard is because we think we are gonna damage the relationship. But as I explained during this whole podcast episode, it's actually the opposite. I've seen it with myself. Every person that I've had boundaries conversation, the relationship has improve significantly, and they even feel comfortable to come to me with anything, with transparency, with vulnerability. We create this safe space, and I've seen that with clients over and over and over. We make it hard in our mind by the stories we are telling ourselves, by not feeling worthy to speak up, to talk about our needs. But I want to remind you are worthy of prioritizing your needs, of speaking up your wants, and of setting boundaries, right? Because the more you practice it, the more confident you feel that you're creating a life that is in integrity with yourself. And I think that's the main purpose of life, is living a life of no regrets, living a life where you feel free. That's what I'm passionate about. I would love to connect with you through social media. I'm on Instagram, Janet B. Coaching. I'm on LinkedIn. I have my email. I'm going to include that in the show notes. And I also offer a free clarity call that you can, if you're interested to know more about how to improve boundaries or how to feel more worthy, I offer a free clarity call. It's literally free, right? At the end, of course, we're going to talk about coaching if it's a good fit for you. But either way, you're going to get tons of value. But I would love to connect with me in social media. Tell me, what has been the hardest challenge, the hardest part for you to communicate your boundaries? A lot of these episodes, I do it because I see you struggling. I see the challenges from my clients, and I'm inspired to serve more, right? Based on what my experience and what I've learned. So if you tell me something about boundaries that I haven't considered, I would be happy to do a podcast episode. So please connect with me. Tell me what has been the hardest part of setting boundaries, because I would love to continue serving this beautiful, beautiful community. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends, with your family. Let's continue spreading this movement of self-empowerment, self-mastery, worthiness. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for listening at With Clarity and Purpose. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Sharing is caring. Please share with your friends and family so we can continue building an empowered community together. I'll see you next week.